A new lawsuit against the Wisconsin Department of Corrections alleges deliberate indifference led to an inmate's death. It's Tuesday, May 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Corrine Hess will tell us how a proposed overhaul of how families pay for college could affect Wisconsin students. And T-Pain is blasting Wisconsin State Fair Park officials over the cancellation of a previously scheduled event that was supposed to take place there this summer. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Wisconsin's Department of Corrections is facing another lawsuit over a death at the maximum security Waupun prison. Sarah Lear has the details.
Donald Meyer died of malnutrition and dehydration last year. The lawsuit describes how prison workers shut off Meyer's water 6 days before his death after the 62-year-old flooded his cell. It says staff briefly turned on the water at several points, but never let Meyer know it was back on. Attorney Jeff Olson is suing on behalf of Meyer's mother. Olson says staff repeatedly ignored signs of distress in Meyer's final days.
We hope that the next time somebody like Donald Meyer is lying on the floor of his cell, not moving, and some correctional officer walks by his cell, the correctional officer doesn't just keep walking, but does something.
Multiple former Waupun employees are facing criminal charges in the deaths of Meyer and another prisoner. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
No criminal charges will be filed against the Columbus police officers involved in the fatal shooting in July of a Milwaukee man. The officers shot and killed Samuel Sharp a few blocks from the security perimeter for the Republican National Convention. They were on bicycle patrol on the second day of the event when they noticed Sharp fighting with another man, and Sharp was armed with a knife. In a letter to the chief of the Columbus Division of Police, Milwaukee County District Attorney Kent Laverne said officers had a, quote, reasonable concern for the safety of the other man. The officers were in town helping provide extra security for the event. The investigation was conducted by the Milwaukee Area Investigative Team. Republicans in Congress are proposing to overhaul how families pay for college. Corrine Hess reports this could affect nearly half of the students attending the universities of Wisconsin and about 40% of students at the state's private schools.
The House Committee on Education is proposing sweeping changes to the federal student loan system. Those changes include how loans are repaid and cuts to the Pell Grant program for low-income students. President Donald Trump is also calling for cuts. UW System President Jay Rothman says if those plans move forward, there will be fewer opportunities for students from low-income families to attend college.
That's what's the most troubling to me. That we're just taking a meat cleaver to these programs and not thinking about what impact they have on people.
Nearly half of the 164,000 students at the universities of Wisconsin rely on some form of federal aid. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State mental health officials say young men report higher rates of anxiety, depression, and self-harm than in the past. Amy Marsman is the senior research analyst in the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says this group needs more attention.
We have to do better for our boys when they are boys.
Men are more likely than women to die by suicide. Marsman says that depression can also present differently in men.
In the case of boys, their depression may present as fatigue. And they may just start sleeping more. They may just be reporting that they're tired when really they are not feeling well emotionally.
She says adults can support boys by encouraging them to share their feelings and tend to their mental health just like they would their physical health. Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call is joining 19 other attorneys general in challenging cuts to the U.S. Health and Human Services Agency. The lawsuit announced yesterday claims the Trump administration's massive restructuring of the agency has destroyed life-saving programs and left states to pick up the bill for mounting health crises. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. restructured the agency in March, laying off thousands of employees and cutting programs. In a statement, Call said the cuts were motivated by a, quote, dangerous mix of conspiracy theories and extreme ideology. Wisconsin has also joined a series of other lawsuits led by Democratic attorneys general seeking to block Trump administration actions. Those past lawsuits have focused on issues ranging from Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship to access to the Treasury Department data for the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. And finally, rapper and singer T-Pain is blasting Wisconsin State Fair Park officials over communications that led to the cancellation of an event that was previously scheduled to take place there this summer. Evan Casey has more.
T-Pain's Wisconsin State Fair was scheduled to take place on the grounds of the Wisconsin State Fair Park in June, but in a video he posted to TikTok, T-Pain said park organizers were worried about the event's branding.
Now, all of a sudden, when we make the announcement for Wisconsin State Fair, they said the name is not family friendly.
He also said they were concerned that the carnival rides would attract gangs.
Like, come on, bro. Gangs are going to come if we have carnival rides? This is insane to me.
Community activist Von Mays says he thinks those worries were driven by racial bias.
So it's not the carnival rides that draw gang members. That's a very racist and crazy thing to say.
In a statement, the State Fair Park apologized and said there were missteps in internal communications. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, a quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. We'll see lots of sunshine today. Pretty warm temperatures too, with highs in the 60s and 70s. Some areas could crack 80 degrees today. It'll be more 60s in the eastern part of the state near Lake Michigan. Overnight, a few clouds, but no rain expected, with lows down into the 40s and 50s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Hey, if you like what you hear, make sure to leave us a rating and review. It really is the best way that help people find the program. You can do that on your favorite podcast app, wherever you're listening now. And you can also send us your feedback in the form of an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.